It's good eating, with golden cream cable margarine.
Medical evacuation aircraft flew out of Temeri Airport this afternoon. 8 wounded people following Saturday afternoon's shooting, but left 5 Americans dead, including Congressman Leo Ryan. A United States Embassy spokesman said the wounded persons will be flown to either Andrews Air Force Base or Howard's Air Force Base in the Panama Canal. The injured on board were part of a group of American citizens who were visiting the Jonestown Agricultural Settlement at Port Kaituma on Saturday when a group opened fire on them. The 4 others killed in the shooting were NBC reporters Robert Brown and Don Harris, Greg Robinson, a photographer with the San Francisco Examiner, and Patricia Mark, who was said to be a member of the People's Temple community at Jonestown. Congressman Ryan came to Guyana last Tuesday to investigate reports that Americans at the People's Temple Mission Settlement, many of whom came from the San Francisco Bay Area, were being held there against their will. Accompanying Congressman Ryan were television and news team, and some 40 concerned relatives of Americans at the Jonestown Settlement. The shooting took place Saturday afternoon as Congressman Ryan and the party had concluded their visit and were about to board the aircraft to return to Georgetown. Reports said that a man pulled a gun and opened fire, and this was an apparent signal for other armed people to start firing. Congressman Ryan and others were hit in the hail of bullets. The Guyana government has dispatched troops and police to the area. Police have arrested an American in connection with the shooting at Port Kaituma, but the name of the man has not been disclosed. Meanwhile, unconfirmed reports reaching Georgetown say there have been mass suicides at the Jonestown settlement, and government spokesman said they had received the report and have sent out an army officer to verify it, but he has not yet reported back. However, at the People's Temple Georgetown headquarters, American Mrs. Sharon Amos and her 3 children were found dead last night. Police said they were working on the theory of murder-suicide or murder by persons unknown. Mrs. Amos was concerned with making most of the arrangements for Congressman Ryan's visit to Jonestown. Stallholders at the New Amsterdam Municipal Market are protected.
Today, her last words to her son warned him about the kind of people he might encounter at a religious commune in the remote jungles of Guyana.
Oh, thing I said to him. Be very careful. This is Tuesday morning when he was leaving to go. Be very careful. Because this kind of person is emotionally unstable. And quite outside any discipline. And anything can happen.
Autumn Meade Ryan, mother of California Congressman Leo Ryan. The 53-year-old Ryan, 3 news people, and an unidentified woman were killed last night in Guyana as they were about to leave a jungle airstrip. They were part of a party investigating reports Americans were being held against their will. At a State Department briefing this afternoon, spokesman Tom Reston said Ryan and the others have not been moved.
The bodies of the people who lost their lives at the airport are remaining behind in Guyana at the moment. No, they are last reported at the airstrip. We believe that they will be transported to Georgetown as soon as possible.
Tom Reston says autopsies will be performed on the bodies before they're brought back to the United States. Guyanese troops reportedly have arrived now in Jonestown. The Associated Press reports the troops have said nothing about reports of mass suicide in the commune. Earlier today, the Guyana government announced the arrest of an American suspected of taking part in the killing. It is Larry John Layton, whose age and hometown are not known. The State Department now says attorneys Mark Lane and Charles Gary are in Jonestown, Guyana. Lane, Gary, and several others have been believed missing since last night's attack. ABC's Ted Koppel at the State Department says there has been radio communication between the commune and Guyana's capital of Georgetown, which is how the State Department learned the 2 were safe. Lane and Gary were in Guyana to act as counsel for Jim Jones, the founder of Jonestown. This is ABC News.
Would you like to walk?
Yes.
will be arriving at Temeri within the hour about relatives of residents of Jonestown. These relatives came into the country last week with the intention of visiting the People's Temple settlement along with the late Congressman Leo Ryan. Also leaving on board the same plane is the husband of a senior official of the People's Temple in Georgetown, Sharon Amos, who along with her three children were found dead at their home in the city last night. Meanwhile, U.S. President Jimmy Carter has expressed shock and dismay at the murder of Congressman Leo Ryan. Members of the Joint Committee of Government and Trades Union Congress representatives considered the appointment of a secretary at the preliminary meeting held at the public buildings.
Once described Mr. Ryan as part of the new breed on Capitol Hill, legislators will go out and see things for themselves. And in the most wonderful in last month's election campaign that almost unseated the 53-year-old liberal Democrat, it was his opponent's play that Mr. Ryan spent too much time away from Washington. Mr. Ryan was in Guyana investigating reports American members of an agriculture commune were being abused and beaten. Many members of the commune came from Mr. Ryan's home district in California, where the movement known as the People's Temple Community is based. The congressman and four other Americans died while boarding a plane after visiting the commune. Mr. Ryan served as a Navy submariner in World War II, then worked as a school superintendent and secondary school teacher. He served as mayor of before being elected to Congress in 1972. During the last session, Ryan gained prominence for leading a successful fight against President Carter's plan to create a separate Department of Education.
Well, of Congressman Leo Ryan, who was killed in an ambush Saturday in Guyana. In East Asian developments, even before the old rusting freighter Haiphong limped into Malaysian waters with its 2,500 Vietnamese on board, the refugee problems had assumed major proportions for the Malaysian government. VOA's Stephen Thomas.
Just 1 year ago,